Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Okay, hey, watch
hey,
out.
Watch out, stop.
Watch out, here's a show. It is starting now.
Watch out, look out, here she comes. It's Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens, the boom in the other room. Yes, girl. Slay drums.
Phil, girl.
Come, Phil. Come through, percussive. Phil.
I mean, that's what she's doing. She's doing a drum fill. And
listen, there's some lingo for any of you out there.
There's some hot lingo.
When the drum is filling space,
it's called a fill.
It's called a fill.
Can you give us a little fill, Wickens? That was full up.
Now she's back in the cut. Now there's four back on the floor, baby.
When you have done a fill, are you full?
I'm full.
All right. Well, guess what? We have a great guest.
Guys, you're going to lose your fucking mind.
I do suspect you will.
You already know, though, because you've read the title of the episode.
You're like, oh, wow, this is exciting.
But in case you haven't, in case you're blind, unless you're blindly, like, episode after episode.
I mean, I don't have, like, credits. I just have excitement.
I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, Space Force. I mean, DuckTales. I mean Parks and Rec.
I mean, the upcoming after party. Ooh. Please welcome
Ben Schwartz.
Hey, Dana, fill me in, baby.
Thank ya.
Do you feel full?
I feel fucking full, and yet famished for a guitar fill. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, man, I am fucking so... But you know what? I could fit in a little piano fill. Oh, shit. Fuck.
The really frustrating thing about all three of them is that they're actually fully wasted on us.
Yeah, this is insane.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah, why don't you guys play real gigs? This is stupid. That was amazing.
Brett's made his life in podcasts.
And could you imagine if all three of them played together and filled at the same time?
Bye-bye.
Can you imagine any of our annoying voices ruining that?
You know, I can't imagine. It's going to happen, sadly.
Yeah, it's a shame.
There was something about that particular moment that felt like the certain type of classic rock that immediately puts me in a sensory memory of the smell of my dad's car.
Oh, yeah. You know what type of car did your dad have?
He was always getting like a leased car from work, you know, like a work car. So it's like,
wait, what?
You know, like when you work.
He kept crashing his car and his work kept being like, take another one.
He got a company car like every two years.
And what type of car would it be, Jess?
I don't know. It was always just some sort of like black nice car. Like he had some nice cars.
I'll take the black car.
Yeah.
I'll take the black nice car.
When I was in middle school, he had an Acura MDX.
Okay.
And it had two seats.
My first car smelled like, well, first of all, it was a car that I was in a car seat in. It like lasted, they bought it when I was like a baby.
And then is that the car you drove?
My first car I drove was a car that I was in a car seat in. Yeah, yeah, it was a Volvo.
Yeah, of course. It was a boxy one, a real boxy
one. Real boxy tank, couldn't be destroyed. Had 300,000 miles on it, was still running great.
White, brown, or green?
Gray, silver.
Gray, what a mistake.
And smelled like, well, I was silver and it was pretty shiny.
Sorry, is that how your car sounds?
How did the car sound? It smelled like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Interesting.
I just went to Disneyland 2 days
ago. My absolute favorite.
That's part of the reason why I was like, I should probably take a COVID test before I do this.
And we appreciate it.
There's just some places where you know that COVID
could be
definitely. Yeah. Is.
Did you park hop or were you?
I park hopped, and it was my first time doing Rise of the Resistance. Have you guys been?
Yes.
It's one of the most magnificent experiences in your lifetime.
That's how I felt. Yeah.
You two are speaking.
I know.
You love Disneyland, don't you?
Yes, deeply.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
What's not to like?
Of course.
And I didn't go. Normally, I go every Christmas time, but we just went in June. I don't know. It felt a little rushed, but I do love it. Pirates of the Caribbean is such a specific smell that I can immediately put in my nostrils.
There are candles that smell like it. They make candles like some of the rides in Disneyland. I don't own them, but I know people who do.
Are those like official at the park or did someone come out and
there's like a little dude in the corner being like, hey, come over here. I was like, what's going on? He's like, you ever wanted to smell like Pirates of the Caribbean, but in your bathroom?
Did you park in Mickey and Friends? Meet me there.
Yeah, I did. Why? Okay, I'm here. Hello, sir. How did you know which car mine was?
You want to buy one of these candles?
No, I'd rather not.
What about one of these diffusers?
You're bleeding on a piece of wood. You call that an infuser diffuser?
Well, hold on. I'm another random stranger, very interested in this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Would you like a great deal on... You know what? I have some of these... you could put it in your car, too.
Oh, I wish I had a car like this gentleman here. If I had a car, I would buy this thing.
No, it sounds like you guys are in cahoots.
If you had a car, what if that car could smell like the teacups? If you had a car, what if it could smell like Big Thunder Mountain?
No, thank you.
You're turning the corner, you're seeing that goat with dynamite in his mouth.
I do like that.
What if you could make your car smell like that? Wouldn't that be something else?
Huh.
Oh, if you had a car.
If I had a car, but I don't have a car, but you have a car.
I do, but I feel like you two are in cahoots. Get me.
I have never met this man George before.
Have.
I have never met him. Well, he said it probably.
And this guy Harvey is new to me, and we share no history.
I mean, do we share a fast pass?
Yes, of course.
On a phone, yes, we do. Because did you know that when you reserve a fast pass, you are allowed to get to?
Okay.
But I don't have a car.
Stop.
But you have a car.
I really want to get out of here.
We'll just stand in front of the car till you admit you have a car.
Yeah, please just, alright, I understand you don't want any of my wares.
Thank
no
you.
Candles can I sell.
Thanks.
But will you please just admit this is your car? I mean, hey, just what the hell?
I never said it wasn't my car. Here I am.
Just
I got to stop.
It.
No, I know that it's mine.
Oh, okay.
I got my two kids in the back and we wanna get out of here.
Dad, what's going on?
There are two criminals in front of us and they're not letting us leave.
But Dad, we wanna get out of here and we wanna ride the rides, please.
And also, Dad, I sort of just laid a big one. Sorry, now your car smells bad.
Oh my God, my kid has the worst gas in the fucking world. If I buy one, would you finally leave me alone?
This is your car.
This is your car.
We know it's my car.
And I'll sell you this, a little tree that smells like the teacup, so you won't smell your kid's
fine,
fart.
Just give it to me.
Okay, but I don't want money.
What?
I want something else instead.
What the fuck is going on? Tell me, what do you want?
Yeah, hold on a second.
You have to confer?
What do you mean you don't want money?
Well, I feel like I want to ask for something else. I mean, money is so basic.
We'll be out of here in a second, kids, okay? They're just talking right next to us.
Dad, it smells so bad in
here. I know, Dad. You farted, son, okay?
Just open the door, Charlie.
I don't want to.
Guys, please don't fight. Guys, what would you like? Just tell me.
Would you come to my birthday?
What?
I'm worried it will be sparsely attended.
Okay, I'm so sorry, but when is your birthday?
It's tonight, isn't it?
nights tonight. We rented out a Benihana.
Okay, stop. So this is what I'm getting. We're here at Disneyland, the place of magic and dreams.
That's right.
And you want me to leave with my two fucking kids and then eat Benihana with ye?
Dad, I'm hungry for flamboyant fish and shrimp that fly through the air and an onion ring volcano.
You have a car.
You have a car.
Your kid had a
farm.
So that's why you want to know if I had a car, so I could drive somewhere else other than Disneyland?
Yeah, and I just wanted to confirm that this was your car. I was pretty sure it was, but I was like, maybe it's not his car. I just wanted to be sure.
Sometimes when we're standing in front of someone's car to get them to buy candles that we made or this plank of wood that we're bleeding on, you didn't even have...
Can I get into fucking Disneyland, please?
Yeah. Go ahead, have a nice time with your kids, but
give
just
me the
please
candle.
Be at Benihana at 7.
Okay, we promise, right, kids?
Yeah.
What?
We promise to be at Benihana's.
Yeah, we promise.
Yeah, I want those that shrimp that fly and the onions that smoke
there
like a big train.
Well, you better.
Obviously proven you've been there.
You better be at Benihana at 7 or a terrible curse I will bestow.
What? When did you turn into a 9-year-old Jewish man?
Yeah, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You changed your whole demeanor.
Yeah, what's up?
Do we do curses now?
I don't know. I just really wanted to be at my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I just worry like, but threatening is not the way to make friends.
You're right. A terrible disappointment will I
You're
feel.
Even more Jewish
That's
now.
A real Jewish curse
and
now.
And you change it with you feel at the end. Jesus Christ. Now the whole song feels terrible.
Do you think he's not going to come? If I wrecked it, are you not going to come?
I'll let the kids decide. I will ask my kids. My kids will decide if we go, okay?
Okay. Well, if you enjoy the candle, just like and subscribe and maybe post something about it.
Okay, you haven't given me a username to do.
You'll find it.
What do you mean you'll find
you'll
it?
You'll find it.
Give me a name to go to.
Oh, okay. You'll find it.
Is it called You'll Find It?
You have the internet?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's right on there.
Yeah, you'll find it.
All right, there's a billion pages. You said tag, so it's like Instagram maybe?
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah, like a subscribe to the Instagram.
Smash that like
button.
Oh,
so it'd have to be YouTube then, I guess.
Smash it.
Smash that like button.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to the park.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Charlie, I'm like honestly worried that you just need to be honest that you're lactose intolerant or something because there's something going on
what
in your
What am
gut.
I supposed to do? Not Dad.
Dad.
Yes,
Dad.
Please don't
Dad.
Argue about farts and how they happen. We're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to go on all my favorite amusement parks, all my favorite little rides, right?
Which ones are your favorite again?
Okay, come on. You know, Pirates.
Pirates.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Indy.
How do you feel about the holiday Haunted Mansion?
Can I be honest with you? And yeah. I just went... with my friend Ken Marino and some other friends, and he said a great thing that really opened my eyes.
Dad, you're always name dropping Ken.
Sorry, Ken Marino from Parts.
Dad, you know we
from Marry Me. Ken Marino from Marry
Dad,
Me and Parts Down.
Dad, we know Ken Marino.
We love Ken.
Him, right? In the state.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
dip my balls in it. That was Ken Marino.
Oh my gosh, from the other two.
Such a talented.
The other two great shows. Yeah.
Talented
Tarver,
writer as well.
Sarah Schneider and Chris Kelly. But yeah, so
Dad, you don't have to sell us on Ken Marino.
Okay, first of all, freaking Rob and Stob, let me tell you this real quick. Ken Marino to me, and I don't know if I can get through this without getting a little emotional, but have you ever seen a bird just fly through the air all day? Have you ever seen a star turn into a superhuman Miss Marvel? Have you ever looked at the water and thought, well, this is my day? Well, that's Ken Marino to me.
What do we know about Ken Marino? We know he makes our lives more bright. What do we know about Ken Marino?
To a family barbecue.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And he brought deviled eggs. It was was such a nice thing to do.
It wasn't even like a potluck situation. He just knew that I like eggs.
He's kind.
And he brought them for me. Like, what the heck? What do we know, about Ken Marino?
About Kenny,
we
Kenny
know Quinn. He's got incredible legs.
Do we?
That's Marino.
I know a lot about Ken Marino.
And he brought my favorite food, deviled eggs.
I would sit him right in that seat.
Sit him right down.
I'd get rid of you people for the rest of the day.
We're your kids.
I don't give a fuck if I get to choose anything on my memorino. That'll make me the happiest boy. That'll make
what he said, which blew my mind, by the way. And this is for real. He said, he's like, I don't know about the Nightmare Before Christmas one because there's no narrative. It takes away the narrative. The story of the Haunted Mansion gets lost in the idea of just Oogie Boogie and all these different things. So for him, and I thought this was a great line, he's like, there's no narrative. When you think about pirates, you get to see those skeletons turn into humans. When you think about all these rides,
they take you through it. You, when you go on Indiana Jones, you better not look in his eyes, but you do look in his eyes.
And then you go on the ride.
What?
Right. Yeah, of course, you go on the ride.
Because if you didn't look in his eyes, you wouldn't go up.
I've done that, by the way. Have you ever not looked in the eyes? They stop and they go, you can get out here. You just get out.
Can I tell you a true story?
Is this a true story?
This is a true story. I didn't look in his eyes until I was about 14.
Were you like always blaming it on everybody else?
Yeah, because there's 9 people in that, or there's 12 people in
there.
Someone looked.
How do you guys feel about the holiday makeover that they do on Pirates?
What are you talking about?
Where they put when they put Santa Claus and Captain America in there.
Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy. The Black Panther comes out, Santa Claus is Captain America.
Yeah, it's the Black Panther, you know the part where they're firing the ships at each other?
Uh-huh.
Black Panther is up on that castle wall.
100%.
And he's shouting, bring out Black Sparrow. Bring out the
It's all right, you're doing it, son. Try.
Start from the beginning.
Look at me.
Okay.
Tell me you're worth it.
I'm worth it.
And you could say words.
I can say
Now, baby, go words. For it. I know you could do this.
T'Challa is up on the wall and he shouts, bring out Jack Sparrow.
That's
and then
good,
Santa's
baby.
In the other boat.
Yeah. And what does Santa say?
Santa says, ho, ho, ho. Black Panther died in the snap.
And by the way, you understand why that works so well, because what do the pirates say? They also say...
They say ho, 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 ho.
They say yo, ho, ho. So basically, pirates are just one step away from Santa Claus.
Sorry, in canon, this takes place in between Infinity War and Endgame.
Why are you
such a fucking nerd, son?
I don't know.
Don't bother him. You know he has troubles. He farts when he's unhappy and scared.
And when I eat yogurt.
I know, and deviled eggs. Fucking
dairy.
Merino.
I think we need to watch what we're feeding Chad. I think like that's the issue. It's not when he's scared.
Favorite foods in Disneyland. What do you got?
Churro.
What?
Churro.
What?
Churro.
Okay.
Wait. What? You know that place?
Oh, you can do this. Stop. Take a second.
Okay.
Chad, you said?
I thought that's what you
Chad,
said.
Chad.
That was
take
your
a second.
Nickname for Charlie. Chad. Oh,
Chad, yeah. Take a second.
I'm Rod.
Dad,
he's Chad.
I had a question. I
need you to find your inner confidence.
Well, if my brother would stop screaming at me about yogurt, it'd be easier to find.
I'm trying to help you. I know it feels like I'm screaming, but it's actually trying to be helpful.
Now that I've heard that, it's going to be much easier for me to take
in the
future.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. This is fantastic.
I'd rather you not have terrible farts, so I'm suggesting eliminating dairy
you
from your diet.
You think I want to have terrible farts?
Hey.
Maybe. I'm starting to think maybe you do want terrible farts because maybe like that's something you're craving.
Chad, do you want terrible farts?
Maybe.
Fucking knew it.
Listen, when I rip a big one,
oh Chad,
when I rip the biggest one ever, when I go full mushroom cloud in here,
yeah,
I feel powerful when I rip a big old fart. I'm spreading myself around the room.
Disgusting.
I feel powerful, and it comes from my heart. And your hair blows back like it fell to sonic boom. I can fuel it with beans or dairy. Is it in incredible? When I decide I'm gonna start, I feel powerful when I rip a big fart. Have the two of you ever tried it?
Ripping a big fart?
Everyone is like, you need to be ashamed of your big fart.
Well, take me through the steps of how to rip a big fart, child.
Okay. Woo! First you gotta fuel up with stuff that makes your stomach feel bad.
Like yogurt.
Yogurt. Or beans or fibrous veggies.
What if I did this? Oh, what if I brought this and say, hey, to meet ya? What if I gave you a big pile of cauliflower pizza?
That will work. And throw in some kale. And maybe Brussels sprouts. You'll never fail.
Play with fire.
And then when you feel a rumble, it's gonna wanna come out on its own.
Okay.
But then you push down on the gas and really make it your own. You'll feel powerful.
Feel powerful.
When you rip a big old
when you
fart.
You rip a big old fart.
Powerful. When it comes from the heart, you feel powerful.
I feel powerful.
You make the people stop and stare.
Stop
because
and
they
stare.
Saw the fart and they knew. Big old fart, say it with me, rip a big old fart. Can you rip a big old fart? Say it with me, can you rip a big old fart? Can you rip a big old fart? Okay,
now
can you rip a big old fart?
A big old fart. Okay, can you?
Can you rip a big old fart? Can you rip?
Yes, queen.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to ask the three of you to exit the tram.
Oh, please.
That was too much fart for the happiest
we
place
apologize.
On earth.
We apologize.
I might have to ask you to get off this tram.
Can they do that?
Here's what I'll say.
Do you work here? If you work here, you can.
I work
we
here.
Kept all of our hands and legs, our manos y...
Oh, good. Pies?
Pies.
Yo no sé.
Pies?
Yo no sé.
Probablemente sí.
Como se dice? Legs.
Sorry, Chad, why are you talking in Spanish to this woman who's clearly speaking English to you?
Well, I was trying to follow all the directions that they gave when we got on the tram.
Oh, that's very
and
smart.
And some of the directions were in Spanish, so yeah, I figured I had
direction.
To follow them.
They're the same directions that's just translated.
That's not true. I think you guys sneak a little something extra in the Spanish versions.
Por favor.
Okay?
Cinnamon sotetón, por favor.
But you're going too quick.
Yeah, but that's what it's translated from. But it's the same thing. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated, please.
I'm just saying, I didn't hear any warnings about big old farts.
And it feels like you only watched your children rip big old farts. And I'm just confused how I can allow these farts to enter the happiest place
okay,
on earth.
Okay, we'll leave the tram. There's a lot of Disneyland to do, and we don't have much time. We got to get to this person's birthday party tonight.
Yeah, George's?
You know about George?
Yeah. You're going to George's birthday at Benihana? Oh, good. I was worried it was going to be sparsely attended.
He sounded like it was going to be sparsely attended.
He's always worried it's going to be sparsely attended. But the thing about George is, everybody loves George.
Then why doesn't anybody go to his parties?
Everybody goes to his parties. He's just always worried year after year. I'm like, why are you worrying? It's the thief of joy.
Wow. So he's just driving himself insane?
You know,
what's George's story? Because when we saw him, my dad was like, there's criminals stopping us from getting into the car.
Of course.
Which yes. I would assume.
Yes,
like,
it's not legal to sell candles in the Mickey and Friends, but we all love George, so we kind of look the other way.
Specifically candles?
Well, specifically anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his friend came along, too.
Harvey.
It was Harvey.
Yeah,
we didn't get a name. George and Harvey?
George and Harvey.
Okay, so they were in cahoots, is what we kept saying.
You know, that's what you thought.
That's what I thought,
they
Chad.
They try to play a little bit of a Lotsy game to get people to buy their candles. But honestly, I'm like, George, why don't you just put your best foot forward? You're a great guy with great candles. You know, I don't think you need all all these
Can
chappies.
I say something?
Of course.
I just don't know who's in cahoots. You could be in cahoots also. What's your name?
Beth.
Beth. Beth, you could be in cahoots.
With
Chad,
me?
Well, no, not with you, Chad. You're
we
my son.
We just met, Dad.
I know. I'm talking about with George and what's
Harvey?
The other one? Harvey.
The only cahoots I have is friendship. I have no interest in their candles being sold. I just want to see people at George's birthday. No man is a failure who has friends.
Can
you know?
I ask wow. a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course,
Is he doing like, he said, and I quote, I rented out the Benihana.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money.
Like, he's got the whole thing.
Yeah.
So why is he selling candles?
That was my follow-up.
I'm telling you, Chad, there's something up here that we're going to find out when we go to Benihana's, but in some hours from now.
Yeah, because first we got to go to watch Captain America scream at Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
It happens later
on.
Also, if it's okay, I've always been afraid to go on Space Mountain. I've never had what it takes, but I think today may be the day.
Dad, that'd be great.
That would be so cool, Dad.
Because every time when we have to pass you off like you're a baby, when we get to the front of the line, it's so embarrassing.
So what? I do stuff embarrassing for you all the time.
Like what?
Like what?
What are you talking about? You just farted in a tram and I had to get us out of here. Beth here is barely letting us stay on to have this conversation.
It's true. I really wish you'd leave, but now I've come around.
Beth, where are you from? It says on your little tag.
Topeka.
Topeka. Where's that?
Kansas.
Oh, wow. Chad, how do you know that?
It's on a map right
there. Oh, Chad. Chad is a big geography buff. Ask him any city and anything. He can do the whole Animaniac song.
That's
Hit it from
right.
the top.
There's linguine and pasta.
No, that's different. That's different pastas to the same tune. That's different pastas to the same tune, Chad.
Okay.
Well, it's fine. Chad.
What was I supposed to do?
It's fine. I bet this
the
one can do it.
The
I
capitals.
Bet you can do it too. I bet you have this. This is like something you would have. No, that's still pasta, Chad.
I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know that one, but I know the state one. But it's
not
Animaniacs.
The state one.
Alabama. Let's get Arizona.
No.
It's not Animaniacs.
You're just showing off now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Dad, you're going to go on Space Mountain, though? That's huge.
I don't know. I don't know if I can. I've been so afraid because I went on it, or my dad went on it with me when I was young.
Oh, wait, that's when he died, right?
Yeah, he died on Space Mountain.
Grandpa.
They don't like to tell you at Disneyland when people die here. They
no,
like make
they
them...
dragged his body
out. In fact,
out.
I'm going to have
like,
to ask you to lower your voices. I'm going to have to ask you to lower
oh,
your voices.
Oh, sorry, but can I just say he died at Space Mountain, but then they dragged his body to the Benihanas nearby.
And they said he died at Benihana's because they don't want it on the record that anyone died at Disneyland. But
Grandpa
he died at Space
didn't die at Benihana, but I thought that he was weakened on Space Mountain and then choked on a shrimp. That's you know, a lie?
Sometimes we have to lie to you in order to get you through the day.
Whoa.
Whoa.
There's a lot of bad things out there.
There are a lot of bad things, but not here at the happiest place
Beth,
on earth.
We're going to leave. I'm sorry
okay,
that we're doing this all
I'll
on
see
your
you at
tram.
The party. I'll see you at the party.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Love you.
You guys okay? That was a bombshell.
Dad, that's huge.
Dad, be honest.
I've been
me.
Scared of shrimp, but I should have been scared of Space Mountain.
Yeah.
You just told, I mean, now I'm wondering what other lives we've had, so I'm going to ask you one question. I need you to be honest.
Chad, tread lightly.
It's a very important question. We're all thinking it.
Okay.
What, Chad?
Are you in love with Beth, the woman we just met?
You could ask any question and get the truth out of me, and you want to know?
Wait, that's what you want to know. That's
Isn't
not
that what
I,
you were going to
no.
Anything that I've talked about in my life. Okay. I mean, you could have known about my past.
Yeah, it's so shadowy and mysterious.
You could have known if I love my wife.
Yeah, why did you ask about
you
Mom?
You could have asked if I really graduated college.
Wait, it never occurred to me to ask if you really
yeah,
graduated college.
Either.
You could have asked if I've used a gun.
Whoa, yeah, I guess.
Well, you served, didn't you?
I served really well, but did I shoot
Did he shoot a gun? Right,
You
yeah.
could have asked if I dressed up as Santa Claus for the past 10 years.
Wait, what?
Why was that the question you asked? Why did you ask?
We need to know if he's in love with Beth, though.
Was that the question you asked? Why did you ask?
Were you not there for that conversation we just had?
Kill JFK.
You know who killed JFK?
You could have asked what was in that box in 6. You could have asked who did all the lyrics to Hamilton. It wasn't Lynn.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You could have asked who the next president will be.
Oh, oh no. Do you know?
You could have asked if it wasn't you or me.
I would have.
You could have asked if my car is really electric or I'm just a Flintstones man.
Why was that the question you asked?
We need
Why
to know if you're in love with Beth.
Tell you I love her with every shred of the
my soul. When I look up at her, oh my God, it puckers my butthole.
He never talks about mom like that, mostly cause mom's been dead for 8 years.
Don't ask what ride she died on.
She died on a ride?
Okay, what were you gonna say to me?
You said she choked on a shrimp.
She choked on a shrimp too. I thought that's what mom died.
I thought our family was predisposed to choking on shrimp.
I know you probably feel that way, but the answer is no. She died on Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Family died
on
Space Mountain.
And that is why I'm terrified.
Dad, that'll be huge for you to take on all of that risk.
I always thought that you were just afraid of the dark. And the big fall at the beginning, it makes more sense. Knowing it's how two of our family members died.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But also I'm afraid of that big drop.
Well, who would it be?
The lights are in on and the music is blaring.
It's like, da-na-na-na-na.
I'm talking to
da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
We're falling.
And now we know that our dad is in love with Beth.
Space Mountain?
Will he get to George's birthday party at the fully rented out Benihana?
Who killed JFK?
How can he afford to rent out the whole Benihana? And who did kill JFK?
Find out when we return to the second half of...
They Died on Space Mountain.
Now we're getting sued. We're getting sued.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left a father and his children, they were making their way into the happiest place on Earth to conquer Space Mountain.
Will they make it to a random man's party at the Benihana that they met in the Mickey and Friends parking garage?
We're going to find out right now.
In the second half of They Died on Space Mountain.
Title pending.
Title pending per
please
litigation.
Please don't do this. Dad, do you want like a warm-up ride or you want to like go for it right out? You know, should we get it out?
Do you want like a Dole Whip to like cool you down?
I need something.
Do you
need
a churro to tide you over?
Yeah, we said our favorite food. What's yours? Don't say blue milk.
No, it's definitely not blue milk, and we all know that. Both of the milks aren't really going to get me where I need to go.
Yeah. Is it a Ronto wrap?
No, but I'll eat those.
Yeah, not bad.
I'll eat those. What? I mean, I love a churro. There's also a wonderful chocolate I love there. But you know what I like? I like chicken fingers and fries, which is insane because it's not special to the park.
No, but there's something still really good about them. Do you want to get them like...
My favorite is the clam chowder.
Oh, where? Yeah. In the bread bowl?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I always wondered who ate those.
Me.
You?
Your
son.
You mean, you bought them for me all the time.
Wow.
That,
who knew?
Wait a second, Chad. That dairy-based soup filled with clams?
Yeah, that's literally
give you
fart machine,
that's
man.
Fart
yeah, baby.
All right.
Yeah,
and now I
guess
think
it
we
makes
get
sense.
It. We get it
it
now.
Makes total sense now. Yeah, I like a chicken finger. I like a churro is fine. I love a beignet, but it's very messy.
Yes, yeah. I also, you know, I like a Bengal barbecue skewer.
Someone else said that. Our friend just said that.
Yeah, yeah. Those are pretty good. They got.
You might have known him. Ken Marino. Did I bring him up or no?
We Dad, you're always talking Ken about Ken Marino.
Oh, okay.
Remember, he made me double.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Of course. It's Ken Marino from Party Down in the State.
And Burning Love.
Oh, he was so good. And his wife wrote that
oh
with him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
I know. Erica, yeah. We know them very well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
Chad, they're always at our family barbecues.
Okay, well, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Really inspiring.
We really,
stuff.
Yeah, really.
I am nervous.
What do you want to eat before we do this?
My worry is that if I eat too much, that maybe it'll be sick when I get on that ride, kids.
Should we just...
Just
do you
do
want
it?
To just tackle it, Dad?
This quick in this? We need some time to get into it, son. You know, I tell you to build yourself up before you say your words?
Yeah, I'll say what I'll do. I'll do what you did.
Okay.
Dad.
Yeah.
You got this. Man, say it out loud. You're...
Chad, get
you,
out of here.
You
it's all right.
Dad,
you don't remember.
It.
You need to find your confidence in yourself to even say
here,
this.
Chad,
got it.
Chad,
Dad,
I'll
you need
to
find... Okay.
Okay, ready? Remember, you matter and find your confidence.
Okay, thanks. Dad. You confidence. Find your man.
No, Chad. No,
you gotta like, find yeah. your confidence,
okay.
Chad.
Find your confidence. You matter.
Okay. Chad. No, Dad.
Chad.
Find your...
Chad.
Dad.
Chad. Dad.
Dad. Chad.
Rod.
Rod.
Thanks.
Dad.
Just want to be here. Chad. Dad. Rod.
Chad. Dad.
You
Rad.
Matter Rad. And Rad. You're confident.
Rod.
Okay. Dad. Find your Chad. No, okay.
No, you got this. Okay. Come on, Chad.
You got it.
Find
Dad,
it.
Dad, you got this. Find it.
Find what?
Here.
Okay, Dad.
Job. Yeah?
Wait, did you start while I was starting?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm just gonna try.
Okay.
Dad.
Yes, Rod?
Dad.
No, Chad, I said I'm starting.
Yeah, I'm just gonna echo you slightly after you
okay.
said it.
Okay.
Dad.
Find your confidence. I thought you were
find
gonna
find your confidence.
Echo. Okay, Dad, fine. Are you echoing or trying to be at the same
time? The echo
time?
Is further away.
Okay, Dad.
Yes, Rod.
Find your confidence. You
Dad, find your confidence.
He's Chad.
Chad,
what?
Find your timing and your confidence.
Okay, I got this.
6, 7, 8.
Dad, find your timing.
Confidence. 6, 7, 8.
Dad,
find your confidence.
There you go. I'm feeling better.
You matter.
Oh my God.
You matter.
What?
Dad, you matter.
Matter.
Find your confidence.
Wait, I never said that I mattered before.
You
Try
always
it.
Tell me to tell us that we matter.
Chad, take it from the top. Christ.
Okay, well, did he not say that? I thought he said that.
I'm
pretty sure he said it to
Chad.
Me.
No.
What?
Dad.
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
Chad, Kay. Get with me for Dad.
Got it. I'm there.
I'm listening.
And Dad.
Jesus.
Find your confidence.
You matter.
Oh, that's good timing.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I will.
And you can ride this ride. We'll be there by your side. Well, one of us will be by your side.
And I'll be behind. Cause it's only two people next to each other.
Three is a tough number for a theme park. Boy, I miss Mom. Dad.
Mom is dead. You're in love with Beth.
Okay.
Do you think Beth could ride? No, she's probably
working
of
the
course.
Tram. Dad,
yeah.
Find
your confidence.
You
matter. Dad.
Thank you, kids.
You're welcome, Dad.
I appreciate it. You know what? I am feeling more confident.
You're welcome, Dad.
Oh, actually, I guess we should have asked, would you rather me and Chad be behind you or in front of you and you're on your own, or do you want one of us by your side?
Or do we go first and you wait for us to come back so that if we die, you know not to get on?
Okay, because of that, I absolutely want you behind me. I don't want to see you die. And what I want is to be by myself just in case, and I know this is...
this is stupid, but just in case maybe my wife or my dad appears to the right of me somewhere in the right.
Like that's the ghost stupid. In Haunted Mansion.
Like the ghost in Haunted
and
Mansion.
And you know what, Dad? The best thing about the ghost in Haunted Mansion is
they follow you home.
That's right.
They follow you home.
They come on home with you. That's right.
They follow you home.
They follow you home.
A ghost will follow you home.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like Mom's been haunting us ever since she left.
Or maybe Mom and Grandpa are stuck on Space Mountain, but then maybe today they'll follow us home.
Oh my God, what if we have to do something on Space Mountain to let their spirits free?
Like, what's it called when you, like, cleanse a spiritual place?
You cleanse a spiritual place.
Wait, maybe we have to cleanse a spiritual place.
Is this crazy? And tell me if this is crazy.
We'll tell you.
An exorcism.
Do you think that I maybe have to fuck Beth on Space Mountain to get them to come back to life?
Sometimes, Dad, I feel like the things you suggest aren't what you think needs to happen. It's more just what you want to do.
No, but think about it. Let's say I got the confidence. I matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I took Beth.
Yeah.
And with her consent, we had sex.
Uh-huh.
You made her a woman, assuming that she hadn't
what
had
the
sex
fuck?
Before.
What
are you talking about, Chad?
I read it online.
Jesus, Chad.
I read it online.
That is not what making a woman.
You know
woman
what? I was wrong. Yeah. You guys made me feel this is not the right thing. I obviously wrong. Maybe it's just me being myself.
Reddit said.
Stop Chad, saying Reddit Chad, said. Chad, Jesus Christ, Chad.
Man,
Chad.
No way. Dad, I think it was worth... it was worth pitching it, but I feel like it'll be a little weird for us to watch you fuck.
You're
that.
Right. Maybe I just have to be there. You know, I do think I need Dole Whip, though. I think Dole Whip would help me. A little sugary goodness, a little pep in my step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sir, do you mind if we get three Dole Whips?
Absolutely. We have many varieties of Dole Whip.
Oh, is that true? Not always, just recently, right?
Mm-hmm. We have mango mix-ins.
Wow.
We have, pineapple, sort of the base flavor.
Okay.
And then we have this.
What?
Wish.
Sorry?
Hmm?
What?
What did I say?
Wish.
Oh, wish.
Yes, I said wish.
Huh.
It's not always available, but it's delish.
Wish?
What a dish.
Wish.
Wish. Now, is that a flavor?
Yes, the flavor is fish.
Huh. Fish?
Fish.
Not what I call it. But it does taste like fish.
Okay.
All
right, so I'll take an ordinary original one for
there
me.
You know.
And then maybe a mango one for Chad.
Yes, please.
And then for Rod, I think I might go for wish.
Wish.
Wish. Here's your wish.
Yes, and it tastes like fish.
It's delish.
I would say it's weirdly delish.
It's a delishy, fishy thing, but we call it wish.
Oh, wish. Now, one more question.
Sure.
So many fishes out there. Which one is this?
Yes, which fish is this?
I mean, if you force my hand in, if I had to pick a fish, it's mostly salmon.
Salmon.
Fish.
Fish. Wish.
A raw kind of fish.
A fish is my wish.
Not lox, but more like a sashimi fish. One mango.
That's her.
One pineapple.
That's me.
And make sure you think hard before you finish. This flavor's called wish. Not to mention that it grants you a wish.
What? He's gone. He's a bunch of birds.
Well, be careful.
I got mango. Rod got wish.
I mean, oh.
Now, Rod.
Yeah?
It sounds like you can make a real wish here.
Yeah, you have to think of it before you finish.
Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
But know that I have two family members that have passed away.
I know, Dad.
Think it in your head.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Okay, sure.
Make Dad tell us if he loves Beth.
John.
What?
He already did.
What are you guys talking about over there?
He instantly said, yeah, he felt something.
I forgot. You just waste your wish on finding out if I love
Beth? No, Dad, that's
I've already
Chad's
done that.
Business.
We sang a whole goddamn song about it. It ended.
I know, Dad. That's freaking Chad.
I forgot.
Freaking Chad. Don't tell me now.
He's thinking in his head. You can tell. He's got that faraway look.
Yeah.
But then it's a whole narrative going, but you can't hear what he's saying.
Wow.
Man, it seems like it's really good flavor.
Good.
Salmon?
Okay, made the wish. I feel good about it.
Okay.
I mean, time will tell.
Yeah, I guess.
You ready to ride, Dad?
I guess there's only two more things to do because we forgot we got to go to Benihana's after this fucking thing.
Oh, right. But first we've got to ride Space Mountain and see if ghosts follow us home of our mom.
Okay.
Oh, no. I stepped in gum. Did you wish for me to step
is
in
Is that what your
gum?
Wish was?
No, that would be something Chad would do, Dad. Not me.
Chad.
Chad, why would I
got my wish and I didn't even have to wish for it.
You wanted to step in gum.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah.
Chad, you're a mess. Chad, your farts and your gum. God damn it, I love you. I love both my kids.
Thanks, Dad.
You got it. Now, just like I've supported you, I need your support.
You got it, Dad.
Space Mountain will be right there behind you. You have a row all to yourself.
Here's the line right now. Not too long either.
Oh, phew.
I feel like sometimes waiting on line makes me nervous.
Don't worry. I can clear this right out.
Chad, do what you do best.
Oh, I was stressed out. That didn't come out the way I wanted it
to. Chad,
so hold on.
Believe in yourself. You matter.
You matter.
Yes, Chad.
He's summoning.
Yes, Chad.
Oh my gosh, run from here. Flee, ew,
what
flee,
is that?
Run, flee, flee, run, flee.
Was that Black Panther or Loki?
We're free to go in, Dad.
You got this, Dad.
We're right here behind you.
This is it. This is the ride. Last time I was here, I witnessed your mom's death.
I remember. You told us.
You told us.
We weren't there.
Hold the ride for a second.
Holding.
I don't know if I can do this.
Dad, you
can
do it.
I don't know if I can.
Sometimes in life we face a mountain.
Chad, you're doing it.
And sometimes the mountain's also in space.
Wow.
And sometimes that mountain's cloaked in darkness. And sometimes it has turns in a fast pace.
But Dad,
yeah.
What are the odds that a third family member will die on this? What are the odds that it would happen three times? Absolutely minuscule. So you've got to try.
You're right. Okay, here I go. Sitting down. I know the seat beside me is empty. I wish it was filled with my wife's love. I know the ride may be treacherous, but I can see you from above. I need one more person here as we go away from over here. To my right, I can see the way you could bend. Holy shit, I need Ken. Fucking Ken Marine. Get him on the ride while we are going so high. Is there a way to get him?
I mean, Dad, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
That Ken Marino is right behind. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hello, it's me, Ken Marino.
Name three of your projects that we haven't named yet. So that's not Marry Me, Party Down.
Right. Or also The Stain.
We've named that three
I know I'm
other
saying,
ones.
But was the one we've all already named.
Three other ones.
Do you know about Firefly Island?
He was in that?
Firefly Island, yes, it was a little known project.
Just
for early HBO.
Ken.
Do you know about Eye of the Tiger?
I think these are made up.
Definitely real, it's a song and he plays the tambourine. And
okay.
By he, I mean me. I play the tambourine.
Till you're fucking flying high.
I famously wrote The West Wing.
That's not true, you.
I wrote The West Wing.
No, it's Aaron Sorkin, sir.
You stole it from me, that slimy bastard.
I'm sorry, are you talking about all of the episodes?
Oh, wait, sorry. What did you ask? What
I
did
said,
you think my name was?
Ken Marino.
No, I'm Ken Babrino.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think, Dad, maybe it was that season that Aaron Sorkin left and he's never watched. Ken Bobino definitely wrote that season of The West Wing.
Can you tell me what one of the plots was, Ken Bobino?
Of the season of The West Wing?
That you wrote that Aaron Sorkin didn't?
Yeah. There's a bunch of consternation about how we draw the map of the world and how it's sort of North American centric. It makes the United States look big and China and Russia look small. It's sort of a matter of perspective, but it's political if you think about it. And sort of enforces white supremacy.
That for television?
CJ had some so funny lines.
Okay. CJ heavily in it.
Because at first she's like, I have to think about maps today. But then she goes to the meeting and it's actually interesting.
Holy shit, Ken Bobino.
Ken Bobino.
Ken Bobino.
I don't know what you needed from Ken Marino, but can I just say, you look like a man who's got this.
Do you think so, Ken?
I think you need just to believe in yourself.
Dad, you've already made it through the big drop.
What?
Yeah, we went through the big drop when we were talking about...
You're so distracted talking about The West Wing.
So did we do it?
You're doing it. You're riding the ride.
Oh, my God.
We're coming up to the flashing light. You're doing it. You're riding the
picture for all time. We're here forever. Come on, let's run and see it.
Yeah, let's go.
Come
on.
Look.
Wait a minute.
Dad.
What?
There's.
Look in the picture.
Oh my God.
You weren't riding alone.
Oh my God.
There's an old man next to you.
That's not my grandpa. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
But behind him, that's my father. That's your grandpa.
And he's smiling at us. And behind me is Mom.
Oh my God. And do you see this? Right. Jeez. In the front seat? Do you see it?
What?
Beth. And me fucking right here in the front seat.
Whoa.
Dad, that was my wish.
What?
That somehow there'd be two versions of you and you get to fuck Beth, but we wouldn't have to watch.
Oh my God.
And my wish came true.
You're like spiritually detached and fuck Beth.
Yeah, I was like, I want Dad mountain. To be able to astral project and have sex with Beth, but we won't really have to watch it.
But was that my ghost fucking her ghost or myself?
Yourself, you projected a part of yourself.
Yeah, I think you have to be dead to be a ghost.
So what the fuck? Am I dead? Did I fucking die on this ride?
No, Dad, look.
You told me. I said, just what are the odds?
You didn't die on Space Mountain.
What are the odds?
And you astral projected fucked Beth.
And I really loved it.
What?
Hi. I just reunited with my body to
Hi,
come
Beth.
Here to say, what a special day.
Buy this picture. They
yeah,
never...
Dad, I know it's you can.
No, just take a picture of it with your phone.
I don't
want to
take a picture of it. I want it in the thing.
Beth, do you want it?
I'd love it.
Okay, let's spend the $300.
Okay, it's on me.
Chad?
Chad, how do you have so much money?
Can I borrow $300?
Of course you can, Chad. You want to be? You want to be like the person who bought it?
Yes.
Kids.
Beth.
Gary. We're late.
For what?
Benihana, we forgot.
Oh my God, we gotta get in the car.
Oh, Beans, we didn't even get to watch Santa Claus scream at Scarlet
there
Witch.
There he is now! Do you want to see Santa Claus scream at Scarlet
oh,
Witch?
Ho, ho, ho! Your magic is an abomination to the Lord!
What is grief if not love persevering?
Scarlet Witch, and here comes Catherine Hahn!
I'm a treasure!
There they are, that's Catherine Hahn in real life with her family. Oh God, thank God we saw that. There's Thor! Thor, what are you doing here?
Ragnarok 2.
I don't think it's called Ragnarok 2.
Ragnarok.
I'm sure it's called Love and Thunder. Yeah.
I'll call it Ragnarok.
Hey, Thor, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Hey, commit to the fucking character, Thor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're just going out there saying different titles and shit.
Look, I said this was the last one I wanted to do.
Yeah, well, Thor.
And now I'm doing another one.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm pissed.
Don't be pissed, Thor. Don't be pissed. Get out there and do your job, okay?
You've given me the pep talk I need.
Thank you.
Where are you?
No, I gotta get out of here. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I'm watching you, Thor.
Dad.
Yes, Chad.
Beth can have the front seat.
Oh my. my gosh, a Flintstone car. How exciting.
Thank you, Beth.
What?
I know you probably don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah.
But we're all going in a car to Benihana's to visit your friend.
George. Yeah.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
His friend.
Harvey.
Who are in cahoots.
Yeah. Well, and they're just, and we're just trying to get them to move past that and realize they need to, you know what? They just need to have the confidence and realize they matter.
Beth,
I just
our need dad's, to get through with them. Our dad's super interesting. He knows all kind of stuff, like who killed JFK, but
you already wasted your question, Chad.
And you wasted your wish.
But did I waste it, Dad?
No. You made it. We matter.
And I know that all four of us are about to Flintstones this car over to Benihana, but I feel like the ghosts are here with us too, following us home in a nice way, not like in a weird way.
Of course, it's perfect.
I want to be haunted by Grandpa and Mom, and also that, I guess, other old man that was also there.
I guess we'll find out. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Benihana. Here's Benihana.
So beautiful. Hey, you made it. I don't have to use a curse on you.
Hey, welcome. And I told him he wasn't going to actually do a
Beth,
curse.
Beth, you're here, no kidding. Of course I come every year, George. I
He's
don't
so
know what you were.
Worried.
Hey, I'm the chef, everybody. Welcome.
Yay!
Who wants a little shrimp? Who wants a little shrimp?
Open your mouth.
Hups. Hups. Oh, wait. Our family doesn't have a... No, don't give any shrimp to... No!
Four. Punch.
Thor,
you saved us.
And that's committing to the character. Asgard.
Way to go, Thor, Spider-Man.
George, it's another great turnout. I never know why you worry.
I don't know. I just feel like I always worry I don't actually have enough friends.
Hey, don't talk about my friend that way.
George, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you have enough money to rent out the whole Benihana? Are you like... not just a candle salesman, but also secretly something else
you
don't like to talk
about. Who are
you,
George?
Who am I?
Yeah!
Who am I? Who am I? Who is George?
Yeah, like, what's your last name? Are you a famous George that we've maybe heard of before?
George.
I'm Woody from Toy Story and Captain Phillips.
George and Tom.
We're here to have a party, but sometimes I get so shy.
Don't get so shy.
Do people really like me for the person I am, for the type of guy? So I do elaborate pranks and ruses and tricks to make sure that my real friends
face. I know you thought I was the chef, but let me put you in your place.
What?
You look at me and you think you got it. My man, my name is Brad Pitt.
Whoa! Brad Pitt.
I'm Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
So I've got 100 kids.
Brad Pitt.
Dad?
We've had so many happy trips to Disneyland before, but this one had something more.
Yeah.
I mean, the happiest place on earth, but hey, for what it's worth, the real happiest place is when we're together. I feel like I'm in heaven with part of the cast of Ocean's 11.
friend.
Which one?
Ken Marino.
Ken Marino.
Wait, let's make sure it's him. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Name projects that we haven't spoken about
yet. Yeah,
Ken, you before.
Name one project we haven't said
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, name one, Ken.
Well, I'm going to guess.
Don't say Firefly Island, because no. We said that
did
one.
Did you already say when I played the tambourine in Eye of the Tiger?
Yes. Yeah.
And we said you wrote the fourth season of The West Wing.
But that we found out was Ken Bobrino.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Well, let's see. Weirdly, you haven't yet said Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, my God.
That's
it
unusual.
Is. It's Ken Marino.
It's Ken.
Yeah. Everybody's here. I don't give a fuck about George Clooney. I don't care about Brad Pitt or Tom Hanks.
They've already gone off to the corner to do some what looks like high stakes gambling?
I guess. It's you,
as
Ken.
As long as you're here, Ken, we're happy. Oh, I'm so happy I have that effect on you. As long as you're here, Ken, we feel safe.
When you're at the Benihana. Your family.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's the right phrase.
When you're at the Benihana, we give you a big hug.
The shrimp is trust, and the onions are love.
The fried rice is saturated in feelings, and now we put on your glove.
And the two dipping sauces are faith and trust. With shrimp are trust. Well, you can never have too much trust.
You can never have too much trust.
Much trust.
At the Benihana.
At the Benihana.
Your family.
At the Benihana.
Your family.
To me.
Chap, chap, throw, open up.
Benihana.
Your family.
Nom, 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 yum, yum,
nom, nom.
How'd you die, Santa Claus?
Old age. Ho, ho,
that's
ho,
nice.
Santa, were you a pirate? Yo,
yo
ho, ho, ho.
For a short time. For a short time. Well, give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Ben Schwartz.
What a journey.
What an absolute joy to have you on the pod.
Wow, this song is even more catchy than the last. Every song is a catchy song.
And that is thanks to Scott Passarella, Brett Morris, and Dana Wiggins.
Give it up.
Ben. What would you like the people to know? What should they? I mean, if they don't know, then now they know.
Well, when does this come out?
In like 5 days.
Okay.
The 12th, I think.
The 12th. Okay, this is what we think. Okay. By the way, can I get a little filler? 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, I'm back. This is what I'm thinking. After Party's coming out in January 20 something. I'm very proud and excited for that.
That's coming right up.
It's coming out on Apple Television.
A dynamite cast.
We're talking Tiffany Haddish. We're talking Sam Richardson. We're talking Ike Barinholtz, Zoe Chow. We're talking Alana Glazer. We're talking, I'm in it as well. We're talking John Early, the funniest human in the universe. There's a billion incredible people in this thing. I'm definitely forgetting 100 of them. I apologize.
Get pumped. Go see it.
Yes,
Apple TV,
Apple TV.
January.
I think that's
Is it a limited series?
It's a limited series.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about, Dave Franco's in it. Dave Franco plays a famous artist, a musical artist, who gets killed. And every episode is us trying to figure out who did it. And it's told through the lens of the person telling the story. So each episode is a different genre of
very
film.
Cool. Very cool.
And it's Chris Miller and Phil Lord's. And Chris Miller directed. Do you say Rashomon?
I said Rashomon.
Okay, and then you said?
I said, oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Because, like, we're adding more good peeps
Rashomon.
To this list.
Yeah. Anthony King from Gutenberg the Musical.
Oh, yeah, I love Anthony King.
He was on that writing staff, and so it's very exciting, and we filmed it a year ago, and it's finally coming out.
Hell yeah. Well, check that out. And we're so excited to have you on the pod. Thank you for coming.
Yes, please, please, please.
What a beautiful little joy. Do you guys sing another song to end it?
No. They're just giving
us. Could you for me, though?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can I hear one more song?
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
If I could choose. Oh, shit. Is it going to be a fucking ska song?
Sure.
Pick it up. Drop my keys on the ground and oh, I can't. It's a lost and found. And so I looked around and I could not see. I could not find my flipping keys. I said,
were they in my pocket? Were they on the drawer? Did I leave them somewhere? I have never left them before. Where are my keys? Pick it up.
Wow. I appreciate it.
No problem. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're gonna let out something from your heart,
you best get ready for a big old fart.
Bye!
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.